Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Miracle Prayer Day, where our topic today is unforgiveness, mental constipation, unforgiveness, mental constipation. We're so glad that you joined us here this morning, and we're certainly looking forward to all the participants coming on this morning. If you're participating this morning, we certainly appreciate you getting up early to start your day with the Lord as we join in unison to worship and praise Him and give Him all the honor and glory. This morning we're going to begin with going ahead and having our praise and worship this morning. And we also like to say that if you're online and you're participating, press 1 so that we'll know that you're here. We certainly thank you for that, and we certainly look forward to your participation this morning. I may have to call on a few people to ask your name and your name because I don't see you on the program. If you're on the program, press 1. Many of you all have already, and just a few of you all, I may just have to ask for your name for the party who's participating. So please stand by with us, and good morning. Let me first go with area code 3. We'll just call out the first 6 numbers. Area code 334235. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you this beautiful Sabbath morning?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. And yourself?
Blessed and highly favored, praise the Lord. To God be the glory.
Good. Okay, we have Sister Wilma, is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, Sister Wilma, for that. Let me take a moment, and let's go to 404-558. Who do we have with us? Good morning.
Good morning, Shannon Bright.
Ms. Bright. Ms. Bright, can you tell me your part on the feminist pointing? I'm sorry.
Sister Lewis asked me for prayer. She asked me to come on for prayer.
Okay, very good. We're certainly, Sister Bright, okay. We're happy to have you this morning. We're happy to have all of you all this morning. All right, please stand by for me, if you would. Ms. Evans, good morning. It's nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Walker. Nice to be on line again.
Good. Very happy to have you with us. Ms. Evans, what's your portion on the program? I'm sorry.
I will do the scripture and the interpretation and I'll do the scripture reading. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Very good. All right. If any of you all desire to do an early morning testimony, that would be just for an early morning testimony, that would be great. Anyone desirous of doing that, a brief 2-minute testimony for the early morning? Anyone? All right.
I think that's what my testimony is. I was asking.
Okay, I know we have the other testimonies, but we normally have an early morning testimony before 7. If there's anybody that wants to give an early morning testimony. If not,
I can give an early morning testimony, and I can keep it quick.
Okay, is that Sister Bright?
Shannon Bright.
Okay, Bright. All right, thank you so very much for that. All right, you all still have time to call someone as we go into our praise and worship this morning. If you want to get somebody to be blessed on this Miracle Prayer Day, God is working miracles in people's lives every single day. and other people need to hear about that. God is working miracles every single day, whether it's a healing miracle, a financial, an emotional, going through a divorce, contemplating marriage, whatever it is. Perhaps you might want to call somebody. If we haven't been out there doing some missionary work by contacting people, if you have not been out there doing some missionary work in terms of contacting someone to invite them either to a church service or Zoom or a service like this here, you know, this is a perfect opportunity because they don't have to travel anywhere right now. They can just pick up the phone and dial in. And it's certainly doing some form of missionary work. Last night we had a program, What Have You Done for God Lately or for Others Lately? What have you done? This does not require finances to just pick up the phone and listen to a message today, which our topic is unforgiveness, mental constipation. That's what the elder gave us. And it may sound a little deep, but let's hear what the message is going to be today. So please stand by. If you're participating, go ahead and press that one. We certainly do appreciate that. Now to our praise and worship. All of my help comes from the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. That's a beautiful song. If you haven't listened to that, you got to hear the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. They're on YouTube, and All of My Help Coming from the Lord. That's an absolutely beautiful tune this morning. This is a beautiful Sabbath day. Shalom, happy Sabbath to everyone who's waking up early this morning to start day out. I mean, God is so, so good. You know, sometimes it's hard to get people to recognize, to come on board to work for God. You're not working for, I'm not looking for people to work for me, but work for the Lord, the Master, to do something, even if it's a scripture reading, you know, a song of meditation. If you have those talents, those gifts, you really want to exercise those gifts because, you know, the question becomes, if you don't use your gifts, would God take those gifts or talents away from you? You know, he's giving you those gifts and talents for his purpose, to fulfill his purpose, his need, his desires, his wishes. And so if we don't lose them, if we don't use them, could we lose them? That's the question. And so the scripture tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And I'm finding that to be so true. But, you know, God is good all the time, and they say all the time God is good. I mean, it's just, you ever felt like you are so overwhelmingly blessed until your spirit just pours with tears? You know, that because God says, I will pour out a blessing unto you that there will not be room enough to receive it. And it's like when you connect with God for real, for real, for real, and you have no doubt, not a shadow of a doubt that God exists and that you walk by faith, that he will do that thing which you've asked, you believe it, and you claim his promise, God will deliver for you. I mean, I had a conference call yesterday. I just want to share this with you all before Mr. Braun comes on and give us the welcome and purpose, because I'm so excited about how God works in my life. And he can do the same for you all out there. This is our miracle prayer day. And I'm telling you, I had a conference call. I walked out, and so drops of rain started sprinkling on me, and I needed this conference call, and there was bad reception where I was. So I walked up under the car shed, and because God sent me a sign that it's going to rain. And I looked into the clouds and said, okay, there's no doubt. But then I needed to hear, and I couldn't hear that well on the conference call, so I needed to walk out further from my car shed. And the rain stopped. And lo and behold, as I walked probably about a half a mile, then the rain started coming, and I started getting wet. But it was just coming to the back of me. And forward, I could see that it wasn't raining, but it was going towards the forward direction. And I prayed, and I said, God, if I be your manservant, if I be your manservant, stop this rain. And I looked to the heavens, and then I went on to say, Lord, before I get home, let my clothes dry if I be your manservant. And let me tell you something. Within seconds, the rain stopped. It stopped where I was walking. And then let me tell you, furthermore, by the time I walked through the guard gate of my development here, my clothes had become dry. That was less than 5 minutes. My clothes were dry. There wasn't a sign of wet on me. And I'm just telling you all, when you connect with God, God connects with you. You know, so listen, I'm so excited this morning that there's so many stories I could tell you all, but we'd be on here all day, every day, for several days. But let's go ahead and bring in Principal LeBron. Good morning, Principal LeBron. I'm excited to be a child of God this morning. Good morning, and we look forward to your welcome and purpose this morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. When we come into God's presence, it is such a happy moment. It is such a good moment. It is such a peaceful moment, knowing that our great God is there, sitting there, and how he inhabits our praise, how he listens to our voices as we cry out unto him. So it's such a great moment right now as we come into God's presence
just to clear your mind from any worries or cares of this world or things that have gone, but just sit there and as you listen to testimonies, as you listen to the prayer request as it's going up, as you listen to songs or meditations, just wait and sit and wait for the Holy Spirit to speak to you, to breathe life into you, because that's what he's doing. As you're listening to these things, God is speaking to you through either one of these mediums. So I welcome each and every one of you, and it's a good thing when you wake up the first thing in the morning and just come into God's presence. So welcome everyone. At this time, you can also try to call someone or just text someone real quick and tell them to come on the line. Come on the line and receive God's blessing.
Amen. Amen for that. Thank you, Principal LeBron. This morning, we're going to go ahead and have our opening prayer by Sister Shannon Bright. Again, good morning to you.
I'm praying something. The 3 turkeys at 5 turkeys at 5.
All right, Ms. Evans, we're hearing your conversation. From Ms. Lewis, one of you all, we're hearing your conversation, but right now we're everybody's online. So if you'd be so kind to mute your phones if you're not participating, you all, we would greatly appreciate that. Sister Shannon, if you would go ahead with our opening prayer, please.
Yes. Father God, Lord, we are so thankful that we have been blessed to see another day, God. Lord, as I've had several conversations about you with my friends this week, and I can simply say from this day forward, I just say that I am thankful for the grace life. When people say, how are we doing? We need to say, we are just living the grace life because, Lord, we are all here because of your mercy and your grace, God, and we are forever grateful, not because we're worthy, God. Not because of anything that we've done, just because you are a good God and your mercy endure forever, as the word says. Lord, I lift up each and every individual on this line, Lord. You know what we all stand in need of, God. You said in your word while we were yet in the womb that you knew us, God. You said that all of our days are numbered, and who better to trust than you with the numbering of our days, Lord. Lord, I ask that you forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness, that our prayers will be worthy, creating us clean hearts and renew the right spirits in us, God. Lord, we can't make it without you, God. As my brother gave his testimony, as he was saying that, Lord, I just remember the scripture that I think it was Peter, that walked by people and they were healed, Lord. Lord, you said that you would give us the power, Lord, to walk upon serpents, to heal people, Lord. Lord, we're just asking that our relationship with you gets so strong that our prayers, like my brother's, will be instantaneously, Lord. And, Lord, we are just so thankful. Lord, we ask that you be with all of the Russian and Ukraine countries, Lord, that are in the midst of this war, Lord. And, Lord, above all things, I ask that you give us all the strength to endure for the times that are coming. Lord, we are blessed to wake up without bombs being dropped, Lord, without planes flying over our head, without being outside, not knowing where our next meal was coming from, being thirsty. Lord, we are just in a blessed grace life right now, Lord, that we do not take for granted, Lord. So, Lord, we are just so thankful for everything that you do for us, God. Lord, I ask for continued health and healing, financial blessings, Lord. Whatever we stand in need of, Lord, we know you said no good thing will you withhold from your children. So, Lord, we love you, we honor you, we praise you, Lord. And anything that I have forgotten, Lord, I know that my prayer partner, the Holy Spirit, will intercede on my behalf, Lord, adding or taking away, Lord. And we just so thankful that we can come before your throne, Lord. And, God, you are good, and your mercy endure forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sister Bright, you know, I can sense your talent, your gifts. I'm going to call you out here, and I mean, maybe I shouldn't, but Holy Spirit, forgive me if I'm wrong. But I'd love to have you preach on our show one Sabbath. Would you be open to that?
Well, I've never been asked to preach before, but he said we can do all things through Christ, so I sure will. I'll prepare for that.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. God is good.
It's okay
just telling
you,
my
like,
story.
I would love to call you out for the show because I like that grace. What do you call it, the grace? We're living the grace life.
Yes.
the grace life, and that's the first time I've ever heard that, and it's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that prayer with us this morning. You know, I am so excited this morning. I came, my alarm went off this morning, not that I even needed it, because I was up actually a half hour before it, and normally I don't get up so early. And well, what I mean by that is I don't go to bed as early, but last night for some reason I went to bed early, and the program was pretty much kind of incomplete, even though there's a lot of work that Ms. Deetra Woodbury puts into this, Ms. Neela Lewis puts into it, and others, so many others, put into this effort. And it always turns out that God works this program out perfectly, and I just get excited. If you're going through, I mean, this is not doom and gloom. You all forgive me, but I'm so excited this morning because God has blessed me this week with miracles that not just the stopping of the rain, but so many other things have happened this week that the blessings are overflowing. And listen, if you need to call people this morning because they're going to be blessed this morning by listening to this program. I know we've got a lot to cover, and I don't want to talk too much, you all, but I'm so excited. I'm still telling you, I am so excited this morning. Our scripture reading and interpretation will be now. Sister Evans, good morning, Sister Evans, and thank you for joining us. Sister Evans, perhaps you're on mute, Sister Evans. Sister Evans, okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Good morning, Sister Evans.
Good morning and happy. Good morning and happy Sabbath, everyone. It's a great time to be alive. A great time to be alive. My scripture reading this morning is very short, but I will read in your hearing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do come this morning. You said if we abide in you and your words abide in us, then we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. So we're inviting the Holy Spirit of God this morning to come at the tabernacle and to give us the interpretation of your holy words, we pray in Jesus' name. My scripture reading this morning is coming to us from Mr. Mark. And I'll read from Mark 20, I'll read 21 through 26. And it says here, and Peter calling to remembrance said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Now I put a spin on this because unforgiveness is a roadblocker. Unforgiveness is like the arteries that the blood runs through your vein. And if there is a clot in that artery, that blood cannot circulate to give the body the nutrient, the oxygen that's needed. Unforgiveness is like a mountain that stands before you and your prayer. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, then God cannot hear you. You have to move that roadblock. It's a huge mountain. Unforgiveness
So Jesus Christ remind us, forgive. If you have ought, even before you take your gift to the altar, and if you have ought against any, you have to forgive, because that gift that you will bring to the altar, you will not get a return on it. So unforgiveness in the heart, it clogs the system. You cannot, your hearway is clogged. You can, your blood cannot circulate. Your prayers will not move from here to heaven. It will just circulate. Unforgiveness shuts the Spirit of God away from the mind. Unforgiveness quenches the Spirit and leaves the masses exposed to delusion. Unforgiveness, I will remind us, unforgiveness, those who in unforgiving spirit quenches the Spirit of God. So, brethren, we may look at that little word, unforgiveness, and think it's simple, but it holds a great power. It shuts heaven away from us and shuts us away from heaven. That's my reading this morning and my thought and unforgiveness. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Evans, what a powerful piece to coincide with our theme this morning for unforgiveness, especially as you relate it to the clogging of the arteries with this unforgiving, with unforgiveness. And as a matter of fact, our speaker and I have had numerous conversations because he's a medical missionary, and he talks about that as being a part of healing. When people do not forgive, when they have an unforgiving spirit, how everything else seems to clog up in their hearts and in their lives, in fact. And oftentimes he's witnessed this, and he may say some of this on the air this morning, but oftentimes when he's gotten them to realize that there's something, there's a blockage, and it's because they have an unforgiving spirit. So that was a very powerful piece, and I encourage all of you all, if you miss this program or someone misses this program, they can listen to this program in the archives 20 minutes after the broadcast airs. They're simply going to the website. All right, we're going to go now. We have a lot to cover this morning in such a short time because we're already a quarter of the way through today's program. So my excitement this morning won't let me stop talking. It's like when you have received good news, that's hard, that's the gospel. We're not supposed to be holding on to good news. The good news is the testimony that we have, how God has blessed us in our lives, and we want other people to know. It's just like a woman who's been proposed to and she likes the guy. Not only does she love him, but she likes the guy. And she wants to tell all of her friends and everyone that she's getting married. You know, or it's someone who's gotten a new job, the job that for the career that they wanted. They want to just share the good news. So when you have this feeling about God, you want everybody to get this feeling. That's how I feel this morning. It's like it's overwhelming. And so you all forgive me. Because I'm so happy, it's because I have my daily worship and praise with God every single morning. I feed on the Spirit of God by getting into His Word every single morning. That's the first thing that I do. And I'm encouraging all of you all to get that Spirit, become filled with His Spirit. Sometimes I don't eat until 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's because that spiritual food that we need. Man cannot live by bread alone. We've heard the scripture, and it is true. That energy comes from the spiritual food that we get from the Word of God. If you all haven't caught on to it, please catch on to it because it's for real, and I'm not just making this up. This morning I'm more excited than I've been in a long time because just this one week I've had miracles coming all over the place, and it's like it's overflowing. I want you all to catch that. I want you to catch that. We're going to go now with a focus point, and I know I've been talking too much, but before we do that, let's go with the early morning testimony with Sister Shannon Bright. Sister Bright, who's going to be speaking for us sometime in the very near future. Sister Bright.
Hey, good morning. So did you say 3 minutes or 4 minutes? Or did you say 2 minutes? How long?
You said two, but we'll give you three. Go ahead, Sister Bright.
Okay. If you just clear your throat, because I'm excited, because I'm telling you, it's something in the atmosphere. This week, I am so excited. To keep it short, I worked for a furniture dealership that one of my coworkers started 13 years ago. It was just her and I with this furniture dealership. We are still in business. We have had multi-million-dollar contracts. And so the Lord laid it on my heart that I wanted to venture off and do my own thing. But, you know, in a relationship like that, it's sensitive because some people may think that it's a form of betrayal, or you may be competition if you want to venture off and start on your own. So I have been praying about it, and everybody, you know, that I talk to, they're like, you need to do this, you need to do that. And one of my philosophies is I'm going to wait on the Lord. I go to the Lord. He said, lay your plans before him, and he will direct our path. So I just waited. So on this Wednesday, I was watching the Board of Commissioners meeting because one of my contracts is with this particular county, so I always watch the Board of Commissioners meeting. And this commissioner said something about minority businesses, and it was like, ding, ding, ding. The Holy Spirit was like, now's the time. I sent my boss the text message to call me. She called me. We had the conversation about me venturing off to be a 8A certified furniture dealership. When I tell you, this lady said to me that she had already thought about that. She has plans to retire. And I'm going to wrap this up by just telling you, when God do it, it's done. To open up a furniture dealership is very expensive. And to be honest, more money than I have. So this woman accepted my offer. I already have my company name in mind, and it's available. I have it locked in. But not only did she accept my offer, to be an 8A business, you have to be in business for 2 years. She's going to fund my new company for 2 years. And after we get our first large contract, she's going to merge her company into my company, and I'm going to buy it for $10.
Wow.
Do you hear me? When I tell you, not only the Spirit and brother, you write in the morning, the first person I talk to is Jesus, okay? And I just want to say that's the best conversation. But when she told me that, I just had to hold it inside. And like you said, you just cry when you think of the goodness of the Lord and our unworthiness. And I'm just going to say, Bright Interior Group. Just watch what God is going to do, even down to my logo. I had the girl to put a light over this chair, and I said, she said, I can put raise the light. I said, give me three. And let me tell you something. When you walk what you say you're going to do, the lady knows me so well. I said, and you know what the three? She said, I gave you three. I said, yes, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, shine it down on me. And I'm going to end with that. But to God be the glory. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Wow. Amen. Sister Bright, if you don't mind, what state are you located in?
I'm in Georgia.
You're in Georgia. Sister Bright, let me just put this out there. Help me, Holy Spirit, with this. You know, you got your Bright Interior Group, and if it be God's will, I'm moving to Georgia from where I am in Florida. And I will probably want my house furnished.
What? Hallelujah.
That's me this week, and I've been qualified. And, you know, I don't want to make it about me, you all, but it's like more than I've ever had before. So, you know, and I say, I would just leave all the furniture in my house here because I don't want it. I want a fresh start, a new house and everything. God can give you whatever you all want. But you got to have a relationship with him. I don't care what you're going through. Oh, Sister Bright, I'm so glad that you're here because it's like people need to be excited. We can go all day, you all, with the blessings of God, and that's what we should be doing. We should be on the phone telling somebody, listen, I know a man. I know a man that can deliver you from whatever you're going, and he can just, oh my goodness, I'm overwhelmed, you all. We got to go now with Sister Rochelle Woodburg. Good morning, Sister Woodburg. Let me bring you in now with our focal point. Sister Bright, you and I are going to talk for real, for real. All right, Sister Woodburg,
yes,
good
sir.
Morning. Good morning, Sister
Good
Woodburg.
Morning. Can you hear me, Sister Brother Walker? Sorry.
Yes, we can, loud and clear.
Perfect. I just want to praise God. The focus, this morning for the message is mental constipation. It's unforgiveness. And I thought about this verse, Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive each other just as in Christ God forgave you. And the sanctuary model is a cleansing model that is very important for the Seventh-day Adventist Church. It's a model for our internal relationship with Jesus, but we can also use it as a model for our relationships with other people. And, so for example, when you're dealing with someone else, in the sanctuary, you enter the courts with praise. And that is how we should, we should approach God, right? Oftentimes we kneel down, we immediately start, asking him. But I think this morning, as you've heard from the welcome and from this recent testimony, that you enter that court with Christ's gates with praise and just thanking him. And I can certainly speak to the blessings that he has graciously showered upon my family and my siblings. And so when we relate to other people, especially if there are issues, it's important to start first with words of affirmation. All of us have defenses up because of how we grew up, because of trauma that we face, maybe anger, resentment. So when we approach one another, if we are wanting to transition from a state of unforgiveness to forgiveness, it's so important to start with affirmation. And then the second step pertinent to this verse is in the sanctuary, in the courtyard, the most prominent furniture, speaking of furniture, is the altar of sacrifice. And at that altar, you confess your sins, but you are in a sacrificial spirit. And so when you want to move from being unforgiving to being in a kind and compassionate state of mind, after the words of affirmation, you really have to approach another person with, outwardly, with a self-serving, self-sacrificing attitude. Be prepared to listen. Be prepared to try and see their perspective versus trying to assume that you know what's going on. And I think that is really important. Again, using the cleansing model of the sanctuary, which is a model for our relationship with God, but using that as a model for how we relate to one another, starting with words of affirmation and then ultimately approaching with a self-sacrificing, serving spirit. The greatest constraining power, we are told, is love. And that certainly breaks down barriers. It opens other people up to receiving us, and I think it moves relationships from states of unforgiveness and constipation to a state of forgiveness, a state of love, and being able to start on a new page. So that is going to be the focus, and with that, I'm going to conclude, Brother Walker. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. This time, Principal LeBron is going to go ahead and say a few words, and then she's going to bring on, after that, she's going to bring on Sister Jean for our first testimony this morning. Principal LeBron is going to come on, and she's going to say a few words, and then she'll thank Ms. Woodburg, and then she'll bring on Sister Jean for our first testimony, a second testimony.
Good morning, everyone. I think it's just effective how just the praise and just how everyone is just so excited this morning. I am so excited. I just want to give a quick testimony before I bring in Sister Woodburg. this morning. I don't know if you remember last week when I gave a testimony about our school, you know, how we, you know, we needed some funds and how I stayed back during spring break and just Holy Spirit was like, you know, I wanted to go to Florida. I wanted to, you know, enjoy my spring break, but Holy Spirit was like, no, there's, you know, some things that he wanted me to stay back for. And so now as I put in for the grant and, you know, I was like, oh, Lord, what do I, you know, are we going to get approved? You know, Lord, you know, we need certain things for the school. And the lady sent an email and she told us that, you know, we got approved. And I think I told you last week it was like $25,000. And then I was, you know, so excited, and I said, Lord, thank you so much for what you have done. But this morning I wanted to give a bigger blessing because, you know, God just sometimes just doesn't stop at little blessings. He just keeps going on. And so so after we got the approval, we got notice that that the governor, I mean, there was like about $38 billion or something that was available, and we just begun to scratch the surface. So we haven't even really scratched the surface as far as asking what we really wanted. And so there was a lot of other things that we needed for the school, transportation. We wanted, you know, a van. We wanted, you know, there's all these other things. So they asked us to go back and, you know, and to ask. I guess you have not because you ask not, you know. So I said, okay, you know, you don't have to tell me twice. So I did an amendment for $330,000. And I was like, oh, my God. So I just want to praise God for what he is doing, for what, you know, his hand is a continuum on the school, on the students, the Holy Spirit. You can see, you know, they just tomorrow they're about to go into the science fair, you know, so these kids are so excited about what is going on and what is God is doing and how he is blessing. So I just want to encourage anyone this morning, just how I heard Sister Bright on there, you know, it's just God is moving, and he's a big God. He's an awesome God. You know, when we think about our problem, hey, God is bigger than your problem. So just remember that. All right, so now at this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Sister Jean, and I'm sure she has a great testimony as well. So it's just this morning, it's just I just feel a spirit of excitement with everyone that is speaking on the line this morning, how God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to pray, so just give him the praise and the honor. So, Sister Green, go ahead.
Amen, amen. Happy Sabbath to everyone, brothers and sisters. I am excited. I'm calling from Florida. I had 4 coconut trees. I get 2 cut down and 2 is left. They are very tall. And the guy that cut the first 2, say he cannot cut these 2 because of the power line and everything. And I said, oh, God is real. He's so sweet. I would go up there and I would pray and ask God to allow the coconut, the soft one, to fall off the tree. And my brothers and sisters, I tell you this, it is exciting. I would go up there like Wednesday gone, 5 of the soft and the jelly fall off the tree. I gave away 4 and I have 1 out there. I didn't even eat it yet. So God is so good. He said, if our ways pleases him, there's nothing impossible for him to do for us. Let us serve him in spirit and in truth and live for him, and we will see wonders done in our life. He's real. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you so very much for that. This time, I mean, God is real. He is real. If you have any doubts, I'm telling you, once you connect with him, you will see his handiwork. You will see his miracles in your life, and that's what our program is this morning. At this time, we're going to have our first miracle prayer party this morning. We're going to have our first miracle prayer warrior in the person of Sister Johnson. Sister Johnson is going to, we're going to open up all the lines. If you all have noise in your background, we're going to respectfully ask that you mute your phones, because all the lines will come open. And this is the time, if you are in dire need of desiring a miracle in your life, I'm telling you, there's something about miracles right now that's going on. God is moving. You will want to get this out here this morning. We're going to bring in Sister Johnson momentarily, and she's going to record your, give her your name and give her your prayer request. We'll take three at this time because we have two other prayer warriors. Give her your name and give her your prayer request, and she's going to write that down. Please speak clearly so that she can get it down for you. Sister Johnson, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning, everybody. Happy Sabbath. I'm excited for you guys, what God is doing, and we just want to thank him and all the time, good times, dark times, every time, every day.
Amen. The lines are open now for your prayer request if you have one.
Yes, I'm asking for me. I want to continue to be faithful regardless of all the situation around me. I want to go with Jesus when he comes. Pray that I be faithful to Jesus. Amen.
What's your name, Amen. Sister?
Sister Jean.
James?
Jean. Sister Jean.
Sister Jean.
Okay, thank you.
I have a prayer request. One of my friends has recently gotten diagnosed, actually last week, and her diagnosis was not good. It's already a stage four. Her name is Marilyn. If you could add Marilyn to the prayer request, and also add her husband, because when the wives hurt, the husbands hurt as well. So Marilyn and Kevin. That's my prayer request. Thank you.
This is good morning. This is Neela Lewis. And I went to Colorado, and I picked up a terrible virus. And it's weeks now. It's still on me. And I'm getting better in the name of Jesus. I claim it. So could you please lift me up in prayer this morning to get this old virus off me so I can even attend church today. In the name of Jesus, I depend upon you. Lift me up, please, in prayer.
Okay.
I'm also asking for prayers for my family, the Bates family, the Burke family, that we will all put our hands in God's hands and have a closer walk with him. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
All right, we'll go with those, please.
Okay, let's pray. I want to share a quick testimony. Some time ago, maybe 3 months ago, someone came to join the staff, and we became friends. And she confided some stuff, you know, with me about her relationship. She was with someone for 12 years, and he was reluctant to get married. And she was feeling uncomfortable. So I said, well, I don't think that's the best situation that you're in right now spiritually. So I told her, I said, I'm going to pray. I'm going to take your request to the, you know, to a prayer group at church. And I said, I pray sometimes with this group on the radio program. And then she comes back 3 weeks ago, excited one day. She said, oh, my fiancé says we're getting married next week, but I need to get my stuff together. And she just had like a week. Plus she was going to school and working. And I said, God, how can I help her, you know, accomplish this? Because she has no time. to go looking for dresses and shoes and stuff. I went into the store that God directed me to. I hadn't gone there over 2 years. And I went in. I didn't see anything relating to her. So I came out. God said, you know, Holy Spirit said, go back into the store. As soon as I got back into the store, I saw these dresses. And I'm like, how didn't I see these the first time? I went through the dresses to realize there were about three dresses that I'm sure she would like. So I called her. I said, come over here. And all these dresses were under $30. I said, come over here. I think you'll like one of these. Where she did go and found the one that I really had liked more than the others and went off to, he took her to Vegas and they got married. And she came back all excited, thanking me for the prayers. So I just want you to encourage us that sometimes you're not able to give a Bible study to someone, but or take them to church or a crusade or something, but your prayers can get their attention, because when God answers their prayers, and we need to let them know that we're praying for them, then they start to think, you know, of why didn't this happen for 12 years, but now when someone says they're going to pray, then it happens. So I just want to encourage us about this prayer program, that God, you know, is in the business of answering our prayers, and we want to thank him. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, this day we come, all and all wind up, Father, because you have done great things. Each of us, our miracles might be huge, and our miracles might be small. Father, just us waking up today is a huge miracle. So we give you thanks. For those who have given testimonies, Father, we thank you for all that you have done. Everything you have brought into existence, Father, you have accomplished it as they have asked you. So we give you thanks. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity to pray again, waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for Dr. Walker's vision. Father, for the means that you give to him that he can live out this vision according to your will and your plan. We thank you, Father, for everyone who's on this program right now. And Lord, we ask for the blessings and we thank you for the blessings. And first of all, Father, we pray that you will give Sister Jean faithful day Jesus desire, regardless of her situation. Lord, her test may be strong, but you are stronger. Father, her mind, dear Jesus, needs to be fixed on you. So, Father, fix her mind. Fix her desire. Fix, dear Father, her intentions on you only, regardless of everything that goes on. Father, we know that you're able to keep anyone who, dear Jesus, is in your hand. You said, none shall be plucked out that is in your hand. So, Father, it's our intention too, our desire to stay in your hand. So hold us fast as we go through whatever trials and situations we may have to face too. Lord, we come on behalf of Marilyn and her husband, Kevin. Father, being diagnosed of cancer, Lord, I don't know what it feels like, but I know that you know what it feels like. You were hurt tremendously. You, Father, suffered much more than any of us would suffer. So, Father, you could identify with Marilyn and her husband right now. I pray you give her mind, staying power to stay on you. Father, and if she doesn't know you, I pray, Father, that you will intervene and find a way of getting to her heart and her mind. Be with her husband, Father, so discouraged that you would not be able to support her in a time like this. Be with her friends who surround her. Lord, her family, the extended family, if they have children, Father, be with them and me. Father, not only Marilyn, but all those who have this dreaded diagnosis, we pray for them, that your healing hands will come. And Father, most of all, you will heal their hearts. And, Father, you would be able to claim them for your kingdom. So forgive us all today, Jesus, as we place everything in your hand And we believe and trust you that you will work out all our plans as heaven sees best. All these requests, we put it upon you, Father, for you say, come, come, take my yoke, take my rest. Everything I have is easy, it's light. Take it in exchange for all this heaviness and all this sickness and all these worries and all these relationships and all this rebellion and all these children, Father, and all these family members and, Lord, and all our loved ones and all who are suffering from COVID and all who they're Jesus are going astray on drugs and prostitution, Father, and alcohol, whatever it is, Father, take it all. And put your hands upon them and heal them. And then, Father, we bring Sister Neela to you. Lord, this sickness has been around for a while. Father, we know she has tried. She has tried every good remedy she could think of. But, Father, we ask you for your remedy today. Your remedy, dear Jesus, that includes her resting. Include her, dear Jesus, eating and drinking right. Include, dear Jesus, or trusting in you, getting some sunlight, drinking enough water, a little bit of exercise. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would, dear Jesus, heal her. Lift this coughing and this, dear Father, this virus from off of her, that she may be able to go to your house and testify of your goodness and your grace. Then, Lord, the Butlers and the Beck's family, they need you. They need their Jesus to hold fast to you and to have a closer walk with you. So, Lord, draw them too. And we ask the same for our families. Father, draw them. Many have gone astray. They've shifted their focus, Lord. Dear God, their compass is leading them someplace else other than to you and to church and, dear Father, to living a righteous life. Lord, this morning there's nothing that we're going to ask you for or we have asked you for you will not give to us. For there is one wish, one desire you have, and that's that all be saved. So, Lord, our prayer is lining up with you today, that you save them. Save us, Father, when we can't come to this prayer line anymore. Father, we know that we'll be looking at your face. We'll be looking at each other that we prayed for. And we thank you, God, for bringing all these things to pass. And in a mighty, powerful, holy name, only one is holy, and that is you. So, Father, under your name of Jesus, your Son, Father, we place all these. We plead the blood of Jesus over every person, every circumstance, and we call it done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for such a powerful prayer. Thank you so very much. At this time, we're going to continue with our program because it appears that we're starting to run out of time already. We're already halfway, more than halfway through the program, and we want to give the speaker enough time. Thank you so very much for that, Sister Johns. We're going to get ready to go now with a brief testimony. We're going to have Sister Wilma come on and give us a brief testimony. Sister Wilma, thank you for being with us.
Yes. Good, great, beautiful, holy, happy Sabbath morning to all of my sisters and brothers out there. Praise the Lord. I would just like to start off my testimony this morning. I'm so excited by your testimony until I just want to say from Psalm 77, verses 13 through 16. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that does wondrous. Whew. Thou hast declared thy strength amongst the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the son of Jacob and Joseph. Praise God. The water saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths were troubled. The cloud poured out waters. The sky sent out a sound. Thy arrow also went abroad. Praise God. This morning, my little testimony, I would love to see if I could sing one line of my song here. called Come Thy Fountain, Every Blessing. And then I'm going to do a short testimony. Come Thy Fountain of every blessing, turn my heart to sing Thy grace. Stream of mercy never ceasing, offer songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore Thee. May I still Thy goodness prove, while the hopes are endless glory, fill my heart with joy and love. Amen. Praise the Lord. My little testimony this morning. Praise to God. I thank Sister Lewis for inviting me. I'm going to make it short and sweet. Because I just want to testify what the Lord has done for me. My God and my Father set me free out of the darkness and brought me into His marvelous light. Thank you, Jesus. By speaking to me verbally, He said, you are not 12 no longer, but 21. Hallelujah. Praise God. That was the best word I ever heard. Come from my Heavenly Father. Back in those days when I was not 12 any longer, but I was now 21, He told me. And He went further and said, read the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, I never even picked up a Bible before. But He said, read the book of Revelation. I had never had a Bible in my life, but I was living in Cleveland, Ohio. And I moved from one apartment into another apartment, and someone left the Bible behind. Praise God. And it was for me. And I didn't know that. How great is my God? How great is my God? When I read the book of Revelation, it scared me straight because I was crooked as Mississippi River. But God, it was winter during that time when I was living in Cleveland, Ohio, and I said to my friend, I had a friend named Jack Daniels. I asked him, I say, when I read the book of Revelation, I said, look, you going to marry me or are you going to do what? And he said, well, marry you. I said, okay, if you're not, that's fine. Just give me a one-way ticket out of Ohio during the springtime. Soon as spring comes, I'm out of here because I got to go forward. A one-way ticket he bought me. And because I was done with the world at that time, no more desire for sin. The Lord, God, His way is in the sanctuary. And it's on the three-way that we can be saved now, safe and sound, out of this world. He done showed me. We must be converted and be laid to rest. We must be converted and be a martyr for Christ, or we must be converted and be one of the 144,000. And I just want to thank God. His way is in the sanctuary, way before 1844. So my sisters and my brother, I just want you all to know, get ready, stay ready, because my Heavenly Father is on His way. In Jesus' precious blood and name, thank you. Amen. And happy Sabbath morning.
Happy Sabbath, happy Sabbath. Thank you, Sister Wilma. Thank you for that great testimony. I don't know if you notice anyone, but it's just so excited in here this morning. And it's just everyone that is speaking out on the goodness of what God has done. You know, they are excited. They are excited.
Yes.
So that's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God we serve. At this time, we are going to the throne. We're going directly to the throne. We're going to talk to God. And who better to intercede for us? We're going to have our prayer warrior, Sister Melanie Welch. She is going to intercede for us. Sister Welch, are you there? Hello, Sister Melanie?
I am here.
Yes, ma'am.
I am here.
All right. So I would like for everyone to please unmute if you have a prayer request. Sister Melanie is here to, with pen and paper, to write down your name and your request. So please unmute to give her your request.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Wilma Jackson, my prayer request is that the Lord would pour out his Holy Spirit now upon all of his children around the world for such a time as this, and that he would let us be a witness for him. We will not fear death. We will not fear sin. But we fear God for his dead and finish his work.
Amen.
We want to pray for the Doman family. This is Sister Lewis. Pray for the Doman husband. Her husband.
The Doman family.
Doman, yes. They have 4 children. The husband shot her in the head, and she is critical condition at the hospital, but she's stable. And then he shot himself and killed himself. This request came on another prayer line this morning. So we want to lift up the Doman's family in prayer. Oh, God.
Good morning. Could you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Walker.
Good morning.
And good morning, Principal LeBron and everyone on the line. This is Sister Marjorie Cross. Just to pray for my family, myself, and also for everyone in Radioland and for all the people in Ukraine. Thank you.
Good morning again. This is Sister Shelley Johnson. I'm just asking for prayer, my church, Houston Central, in Houston. We're going to have a health fair tomorrow. We usually did one every year, but because of the COVID, we couldn't for 2 years. So we're trying to do this event tomorrow. Pray for God to give us good weather and for people to respond to the invitations, and that everything will go well according to his plan.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Sister Bates again asking for prayer for Jamaica. Jamaica is in a terrible condition with murdering and killing and everything bad. Just asking prayer for Jamaica that God will restore peace upon the hearts of the people. Thank you.
This is Sister Evans requesting prayer for Sister G's mother, who is right now in the hospital with pancreatic cancer. Sister G's mother in the hospital with pancreatic cancer. Please pray for her.
Amen. Is more or is that it?
We'll go with those.
Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, precious Holy Spirit. Good morning, angels of the Lord that do our bidding. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we come this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to repent of our sins, that you would hear and answer our prayers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Peace and blessings to Israel. Jerusalem, O God, you said you would bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. Father, we bless and love our enemies according to your word, because you said, how can you be glorified if we only love those who love us? So, Father, we come in your name, O God, lifting up Wilma Jackson in the name of Jesus and the families in the name of Jesus, O God. The desire is to be filled with the Holy Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus and the Father. Your word says that you would come in like a rushing mighty wind, oh God. Father, we just thank you and we trust you in advance for what you're doing in the life of Wilma Jackson and being a witness, oh God, bearing witness. And we promise to give you glory and honor that is truly due your holy and righteous name. Father, we lift up the Domain family. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Have mercy, oh God. We come against that murdering demon in the name of Jesus. I pray that the wife would pull together, God, make a full recovery. We thank you that your angels are encamped round about her right now doing her bidding, oh God. We lift this family up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Life and death is truly in your hands, oh God, and we speak life and life more abundantly, oh God. No brain damage in the name of Jesus, and not just that, Father, a full recovery. No damage in her body in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We trust you, oh God, and we count it as done. Sister Marjorie is praying for Ukraine and everyone. Lord, you said that these days would come. You said it is a fulfillment of your word, God. You said when we're saying peace, peace, no, there is no peace except for your grace. It could be us, oh God. So, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would fight for Ukraine in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would get the glory and honor that is due your holy and righteous name, oh God. Too many times in the Bible you have defeated, God, large countries. Mountains fell flat because you fought for the smaller person, oh God. Show yourself strong and show yourself mighty in this matter in Jesus' name. Thank you, oh God. Dear God, Sister Shelley is praying for the church and the health fair that's on tomorrow, oh God. I pray in Jesus' name that the angels of the Lord would go before them and break up the fallow ground so that they would have a smooth transition as to what they're doing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we trust you. All things running smooth in Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Father, the Sister Betts is praying, oh God, for Jamaica in the name of Jesus, oh God. Peace in the name of Jesus. Restoration, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the God of the heavens. You're the God of the earth and underneath the earth. And we speak, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth as intercessors, oh God. You've got somebody. We call that territory back to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, Sister Evans, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray in Jesus' name, oh, God. We speak against that pancreatic cancer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. We know that our life and our times are in your hands in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, peace, there's hope, there's hope. There's help, there's hope, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, may we not stop until we get hope. Jesse Jackson said, keep hope alive, oh God. Our hope is in you. Our hope is in you, God. And we ask you to step in right now. Nothing is too hard for you. Your word says, are my arms too short that I cannot save, oh God? Are my ears too dull that I cannot hear? Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would hear and answer our prayers. You are still doing miracles. You are still God Almighty, God all-powerful, God all by yourself. And we just thank you, God. Now, Father, you said, wherever two or more gather together, that you would be in the midst. So, Father, we thank you for being in our midst, and we agree in prayer, oh God. There's unity and strength in the body of Christ, and iron sharpens iron, and we thank you, and we come together collectively believing and knowing that you are the only true and living God, and truly there is nothing too hard for you. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. Now, Father, we pray these throne room prayers. We place them at your feet in the throne room where there is no sunrise nor sunset, and the gates of hell shall never prevail. We thank you. We trust you. We count it as done. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Sister Wells, for that powerful prayer. You know, it's nothing but nothing like going before God, boldly before the throne of God, and asking him for whatever it is that you need, and it will be done. It will be done. Just step out in faith and knowing that you will receive that healing. You'll receive that that blessing that you've been seeking out for, because God is a powerful, loving God, and he's willing to give to each and every one of his children what their heart desire. At this time, we're going to bring on Sister Bates for a brief testimony, and I do say brief because we are running out of time. Sister Bates, are you on? Sister Bates? Are you muted, Sister Bates?
Okay, we're not sure why we're not getting Sister Bates. I'm not sure why we're... 857-200, is that Sister Bates' number? Okay, we're not getting Sister Bates. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and bring in our next prayer, our final prayer warrior, Sister Shepherd, will be coming forward as our next, our final prayer warrior. And then if Sister Bates is there, we'll bring her back in. But perhaps we have the wrong number for her. All right, Sister Shepherd, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, this will be our final prayer warrior. We're going to open up the lines, and Sister Bates, when we open up the lines, if we had the wrong number, let us know that you're there, so we will give you an opportunity to give your brief testimony as well after the final prayer warrior. Sister Shepherd, I'm asking for prayer for the Speaker of the Hour, Elder Kenneth Joseph, for the Speaker of the Hour. Okay, any
yes,
other prayer requests?
Yes, I have a prayer request for Isaiah, DeLeon, and Joshua. They're looking for jobs.
Amen. I got that one.
Sister Bates, are you out there?
I'd like to request a prayer for the Dawkins family. They need a lot of prayer at this time. The Dawkins family.
We'll close on that, those.
Better. Evan, I want to give you thanks for listening to another week that you have taken me and you have taken us all that we could gather here this morning. Father, we present everything that I've already done before you and everything else that will be accomplished by the sweet Holy Spirit as your children come this morning, Lord. Forgive me of my sins and my transgression, Lord, and all the things that I've done that is not of you, mighty God. So, Lord, I ask that you to forgive us all, Lord. We have sinned and we have done wicked things. And so, mighty God, we pray that you creating us all a clean heart. And we just thank you that you have given us an invitation. You have invited us. And you have said that we are to come to let your petition known unto you. And you have made the way through the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. And that's why we are here, Lord. Not in our merit, but in the merit of Jesus Christ, your spotless Lamb, the Lamb of God that take away all sins of the world. And so into your hands, Lord, we cast our care. We leave our burdens at your feet, Lord, because we really don't know what to do with them. And besides that, there's nothing else for us to do with them because you are the only God. You are eternal. You are everlasting. You are our Heavenly Father who bids us to come to you in the name of Jesus this morning. We're
I'm presenting the speaker of the hour, Mr. Kenneth Joseph, Lord, that as he come with food from you, that we will be filled with the sweet Holy Spirit. And as we fill, we will be like the woman. Say, come, see a man that tell me everything about my sin, that as Jesus made the way for us this morning, we will share it with others. As we present the speaker before you, may he doesn't come in his own self, but in the name of Jesus, so that he can share the message that you have given him. Father, I'm praying for Isaiah, Damian, and Joshua for a job. Oh, Father, these young people are asking you for a job. You said that if you were hungry, you would not have told us, because a cattle on a thousand hill belongs to you. So, mighty God, I pray that you open the doors. As you said, young man, I call upon you while you are strong, that they will not only want the physical job, but they will want the spiritual job, the one that you offer them as well. So we present these young people in your hand, Lord, that you will make a way for them out of no way, because you're God all by yourself this morning. Oh, Father, want to present the darkest family as they are seeking prayer, Lord. And as you go back to Psalms 127, except you build the house, we that build it labor in vain. So I present this family before you and all the rest of the family that are in this world that is going through trials right now. And even we that are on this line, that you will put a covering, a protection, a blessing upon our family as we come seeking you, asking you for direction, knowing that our own hope rests in you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And looks like we've somehow or other missed Sister Bates. Sister Bates, are you there?
Yes. Yes. Well, Pastor, I'm here. Good morning,
perhaps.
Dr. Walker.
Okay, all right. Thank you so very much for that prayer, Sister Shepherd. Thank you so very much. Sister Bates, we're going to give you an opportunity to give us a brief testimony this morning, and we're almost out of time. Sister Bates?
Yes, yes, sir. Happy Sabbath to everyone. Tuesday of this week, I had a doctor's appointment over in Boston. I'm living some miles away from Boston, but my doctor is still in Boston. So I make the appointment. Now, where I am, there are not many buses that run to Boston, that go to Boston. So I call, when I woke up 5 o'clock Tuesday morning, I called the bus company to see how the bus is run. So the gentleman told me that the first one is 5:30 and the second one is 7:30 and no more until 3 p.m. So I said, I have to hurry to catch the 7:31. I didn't have a ride from home, so, and my appointment was 11:20. So I called for the taxi, and I asked if I could get the taxi to take me to the bus station, where it's very far. So he said it'll come in 20 minutes to half an hour time. So it came like 6:15. So I get on in the cab. The man took me to this bus stop. I call it a stop. There is no house. It went off the main road up to a hill. Call it a forest, and indeed a forest, because all I could see is just trees in front, trees behind, tree beside, trees, pines, trees everywhere. But there was a bus stop. All I see on the horizon is the people that drive their cars and whatever they drove to the bus station or stop to take the first bus that left 5:30. So the taxi man said to me, good luck. I get out of the car. When I look, I see nobody at all, only me and me alone. A fear or afraid comes over me. And I said, God, I belong to you. I said, God, cover me. I said, God, watch over me. All alone in this wilderness. I called my prayer line. And I said, I am in a wilderness. Please pray for me. I was full of fear. So they couldn't believe me when I said, I'm in a wilderness. They said, Sister Bates, where are you? I said, I'm in a wilderness. So they began to pray. Sister Lewis, Sister Evans, everybody started to pray for me. Sean, in that wilderness all by myself. I had was to wait 1 hour and like 15 minutes before the bus came. They were on the line with me. They didn't leave me on the line. Or they didn't hang up. I didn't hang up myself. I waited with them on the line. And they prayed for me. At that time, that fear started to subside. And when the bus came, it was 7:42. I said to Sister Lewis when the bus was coming, Sister Lewis, the bus is coming. And she rejoiced with me and said, thank God. And then as other people drive in and park, that they too was taking the bus to Boston. I never, ever been afraid to go nowhere, to stay nowhere. But that Tuesday morning of this week, I was really frazzled out. But my great God, He says that He'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
Even when
Amen.
We see the wilderness of fear, He's beside us.
Okay.
And He says He does not give us a spirit of fear. But yes, at times we are afraid. Literally afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, God is good, God is real, and we're here, we call upon Him, He will answer.
Amen.
And this is my little testimony this morning.
Amen. Thank you for that testimony this morning. We're out of time, you all. We're going to introduce a speaker at this hour, and then the speaker will come right on. There will not be a song of meditation. We do apologize for that, but we are running out of time, and I take full responsibility for us running out of time. I think I talked too much this morning, but I'm just, you know, it's hard to keep God in a little box. So our speaker this morning is Elder Kenneth Joseph. He's a medical missionary. There was a time in his life when he was a backslider, like many of us, and he found that there was nothing out there for him. And so when he came back to God, he realized that this was home. And there's, like Dorothy said in The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home. And so by him coming back home, he realized that, you know what, there's something that God has for me to do. And I'm pretty sure he'll share a brief testimony with you all about some of the things that he does. He has his own practice with 8 health laws, and he'll give you more of that momentarily. So without he's married, and him and his wife serve as a team, and he'll give you the name of his company and contact information on how to reach him. He's been on our show before. He has a multitude of products. I even get some of the products myself, and I've gotten them for a number of family members and friends. And the products have, we found that they work. He doesn't mention that there's a cure. Of course, he has to give that disclaimer. But the next voice that you're going to hear after I shut up, after I stop, will be that of our speaker of the hour, Elder Kenneth Joseph. And I encourage all of you all to hear ye him. Elder Joseph.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Sabbath. It is a privilege for me to be back on with you all, and Dr. Walker. Many of you, well, I don't believe any of you know that Dr. Walker was my first basketball coach many years ago, the early 1980s. So we go way back at Miami Union Academy. My brothers and sisters, brought up and raised in the church, as Dr. Walker stated, and due to, as a lot of people have experienced, church hurt, left the church, but God had a plan for me long before I was born. Same way he has a plan for all of you long before you were born. And it took some time for me to realize that, but when I did, I asked him to lead, and he led me back right back into the church amongst his people. My brothers and sisters, I've enjoyed the ride ever since. The best decision I've ever made to go into full-time ministry working for the Lord. Tell you some of the things I've witnessed with mine own eyes. You only hear the old time pastors and evangelists speak about things like that, and seeing people get healed just from prayer, seeing people get healed just from natural remedies, seeing people get healed from terminal illnesses just because they came to the point that they were able to forgive someone who has wronged them. Seeing someone get healed a debilitating disease because he gave up the sins that he was in, repented, and confessed. Brothers and sisters, the topic for this Sabbath morning is unforgiveness. Mental constipation? What is constipation, my brothers and sisters? Constipation is when the body is not able, when the body is having difficulty eliminating waste through the colon. Many individuals have this chronic issue where they're not able to eliminate waste out of the body. I went online and looked at the definition, and I was shocked at the definition that a particular agency put on their website of constipation. And looking at the definition, it's one of the reasons why many individuals are comfortable with constipation. The agency's website said if there are three or less bowel movements a week, the person can be considered constipated. Well, my brothers and sisters, if you're eating three meals a day and you're eliminating and having only one bowel movement a day, you're constipated. It doesn't matter what an agency says. All the waste is supposed to be eliminated out of the body. In the field that we work in, many consider constipation the mother of all disease. Constipation brings on colon cancer and other cancers. Constipation brings on a myriad of illnesses. When a young child is constipated for a couple of days, we see that most likely the third or fourth day, there's going to be some type of illness, maybe a flu, maybe a fever of some sort. Our bodies are not made to hold on to waste, but not just physically, my brothers and sisters. Many of us are holding on to waste mentally. When I was in high school, I was part of the gymnastics team, doing the flips and all of those things. And before learning to do those flips, my gymnastic coach, Coach Clifford Laguerre, he said, your body will follow your head. In order to do the flips, you must do whip your head back so that the rest of your body can follow it and so forth to properly do a flip. Body follows the head. Very interesting concept there. When I was in law enforcement, I had to go through the police academy down in South Florida. And there was a block in the police academy called vehicle operations. In vehicle operations, we learned about maneuvering vehicles under dangerous conditions, like on a wet, slick ground. We would purposely be put in a position where the car could slide out of control in order to regain control of the vehicle and so forth. One of the things the professor taught us is that most individuals, and this is very interesting as well, most individuals who get in car accidents, they hit the very thing they're trying to avoid. It's because that is what they are focused on. And so, brothers and sisters, with mental constipation, when we focus on the wrong that the person, we get into mental and spiritual accidents. We develop all types of illnesses. This is why mental health is so important. There is such a negative stigma with mental illness, mental health. Sometimes you just need a counselor to unload the mental waste on. Maybe it's an elder, maybe it's a pastor, maybe it's a licensed counselor, licensed mental health counselor. Someone with integrity, someone who can listen, and someone who can tell you the truth with love and compassion. Brothers and sisters, in this day and age, when so much is about to take place, this day and age when we are living at the very toenails, prophecy, this day and age when we see World War III can break out any day, any minute, we need to clean house. We need to let go of all the waste. Holding on to waste does not allow us to think clearly. That's both physically and spiritually. I was listening to this medical doctor. She had a practice in New York. She graduated out of Harvard, and she talked about how many of her clients or patients was in the corporate world, and some of her clients or patients came from a particular company, and they all complained about the CEO of the company, which was a woman. And they all asked the doctor, is there a way that she can reach out to this CEO because she is so mean, she is so rough? And eventually somehow the CEO got into the doctor's hospital for some situation, and the doctor realized who she was, and she spent a little bit more time with her. And the issue with the woman, with the condition that she had, and her attitude was all based on constipation, physical constipation. And when the doctor helped her, told her what she needed to do, and she began to eliminate a bit more regularly, her entire attitude changed. You see, we talked about getting into accidents because of what you're focused on. We talked about gymnastics and being able to flip because the body follows the head. When we are mentally constipated, the body tends to follow. We get physically constipated as well. In order to alleviate physical constipation, we must alleviate mental constipation. You must let go of what you're holding on to, that unforgiveness. You see, Joseph in Genesis 50, the story of Joseph, we see how he completely let go of any waste of unforgiveness that he had of his brothers. Otherwise, he would have not been able to nourish them, Genesis 50, verse 21. Nourish his brothers and their little ones, and comfort them, and speak kindly to them. My brothers and sisters, there are some people that have hurt you and have done you wrong. Maybe not as bad as what Joseph's brothers did to him. Maybe it's an ex-wife. Maybe it's an ex-husband. But you have to, in order to get over the sickness, the physical sickness, disease that you're encountering, you're going to have to let it go. You have to go to God and ask him for the gift of forgiveness. Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, we read the part of the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples, which is, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That means, my brothers and sisters, verse 14, for if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Verse 15 of chapter 6, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And forgiveness and healing are twins, my brothers and sisters. Where one goes, the other one follows. Once Jesus says, thy sins be forgiven thee, he can then say, take up thy bed and walk. When Jesus forgives you, because you were able to forgive your ex-wife, he then can say, arthritis, be gone, brother. When you have forgiven the in-laws, the outlaws, or whoever have wronged you, then Jesus can say, is that fibroid? He can speak to the fibroid, and the fibroid, be gone. The same way he spoke with, the same way that woman in 2018 who had breast cancer, and I told her she had to forgive her husband. If not, she was not going to get healed, neither by natural remedies nor conventional ways. She forgave her husband, and the oncologist the very next week could not find the tumor. In modern times, God is doing things like this. In the story of Miriam in Numbers 12, we see how she was mentally constipated, speaking against her brother, holding things in her heart against her brother Moses, which was also a prophet. And it took 7 days of isolation in order to clear her mind. Not just the leprosy, brothers and sisters. God knows how long it takes. Listen very carefully. God knows how long it takes for you to be in that illness. If the illness is caused by a particular sin, such as unforgiveness, he knows how long it takes for you to be in that condition, for you to go to him and say, Lord, help me over this particular sin. Help me get over this unforgiveness of this person. Help me get over what this minister has done, what this elder has done, what this family member has done, what this supervisor has done. Oh, brothers and sisters, we read of the parable of the wicked servant in Matthew 18. We see how his Lord forgave him of all of his debt. Then he turned on someone, his fellow servant, who owed him. And so his Lord summoned him and told him, chapter 18, verse 34, the Bible says, his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due him. So likewise, Jesus went on to say, shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. Oh, my brothers and sisters. And it's not just for sickness, brothers and sisters. If you want God to move in a very special way, because he talked about praying with forgiveness in the same place where he talked about having faith to move mountains. It was in the same presentation to his disciples. So if you want God to move mountains, whether it's a terminal illness, if you want God to move mountains and allow you to purchase a particular property when you have no money whatsoever, if you want him to get you that job and you have so many qualified applicants, if you want God to do the impossible for you, you must have clean hands and a pure heart. And in order to do that, you must unload the mental and spiritual waste of unforgiveness. Whatever has you mentally and spiritually constipated, you have to let go of it. Ephesians 4:32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Colossians 3:12 and 13, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. But brothers and sisters, as I told the woman this week, just 2 days ago, that I had a consultation with, who was suffering from arthritis and other illnesses. I went through the diet, went through everything. And then I asked her, is there anyone in her life that she needs to forgive? Beginning with the time when she was first diagnosed, started feeling the symptoms. Was there anything going on in her life? Did she have a tragic experience? Did she have a very disappointing experience? And whoever caused that difficult experience, you must forgive. Then she began to unload. She began to unload and unload. Brothers and sisters, many of you have a lot of unloading to do. Unloading from years past. It may have been a family member that has passed on and have been laid to rest. But you need to lay that person to rest in your heart with forgiveness. But only God can give you that gift of forgiveness, brothers and sisters. If you truly want him to work on your behalf, especially on this Holy Sabbath day, he can work a miracle on your behalf. Give him a chance to help you forgive that person that needs to be let go of. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your long suffering, for your bowels of mercy towards us, your tenderheartedness towards us, your humbleness of mind, your meekness, your long-suffering, your forbearance. Dear Lord, everyone on this line wants to meet you face-to-face and see you face-to-face. But we all have baggages that need to be unloaded that may cause us to be heavy and not be able to take flight. Dear Lord, we are weighted down. And so I ask you this morning on this Holy Sabbath day, a day that your Son has done so many miracles in times past, we pray that you, in his name, will do a miracle on the behalf of all of us that are on the line, but not just those of us that are on the line. You heard all of the prayer requests that were given to the various prayer warriors. We lift up all of those prayer requests as well. I pray that you give your people a testimony that none can gainsay on this Holy Sabbath day. Those that are suffering from arthritis, hypertension, colon cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer, fibroids, mental illness, anxiety, all types of illnesses. There's some that need you to work on their behalf because they may be losing their home. They may be losing their jobs. Lord, I lift them all up before you right now. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. Lord, there's more than two or three. And Lord, they've realized because of your word that they must forgive all who have wronged them and put aside all sin, and you will work on our behalf. Dear Lord, I ask you to do that today. Please don't let the sun go down on this Sabbath without answering prayers of the saints. In the most precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much, Elder Joseph, for such a powerful message on unforgiveness, mental constipation, and we could all use some detoxing, especially when it comes to unforgiveness. Thank you so very much for blessing our hearts this morning. At this time, Ms. Principal LeBron is going to come on and give our closing remarks as well as the benediction.
That was a powerful word this morning, because we all need to forgive. Just let go and let God. Let go and let God. At this time, I just want you to just keep in mind of certain announcements and make sure you mark it down if you have to. But first of all, I would like for you to mark your calendars for the International Divine Intervention Day program, and that will be featured in the next 2 weeks on May the 7th. May the 7th. So remember to bring on other friends and colleagues. Make sure that they come on the line so that they can receive God's blessing as well. And also on the 13th, This is exciting. We're gonna celebrate the 13th anniversary of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, and we've had over 1,300 episodes. Can you believe it? And we're gonna have do giveaways to those, so stay tuned. We're going to give you further information about that, just listening to some of the upcoming shows that he has on. But we're going to be celebrating because God has given Dr. Jesse a vision. We are now on the 13th year of that show, so we're so glad and so thankful to God. Also, we have a spiritual wealth coaching session on this Tuesday that's coming up on April 23rd via Zoom, so you can learn the secret of wealth and success. For more information, I would like for you to please contact Deidre Woodbury or Dr. Walker, the Senior Executive Administrative Assistant, Ms. Marva Edwards, at 407-862-0965. I will give you that number again, 407-862-0965. Remember, everyone, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. If you desire to participate in any of our programs, please make sure that you contact the staff members or volunteers, Sister Evans, Sister Lewis, Ms. Woodbury, Ms. Marva Edwards, Dr. Walker personally, or myself, you know, Principal LeBron. So if you would desire, just like if you have a passion for praying, if you have a passion for giving a testimony, if you you have a talent for singing, whatever it is that you can contribute to this program, do so, because whatever you find your hands find to do, the Bible says do it. Do it now. As the days are, you know, the days are approaching. I don't know if you realize this, but Jesus is getting ready to come soon. You will be seeing Jesus in your lifetime. You may see, some of you may be alive when Jesus comes. So, and he's coming very, very soon. So we also have to not only take in all this blessing, but we have to share the blessing. Make sure we have anyone else to come on, so that they can receive the blessing also. So thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for bringing anyone on this line to receive a blessing that God has truly poured upon us this morning. So let us right now close your bow your heads and close your eyes for our benediction. Now may the Lord of peace keep us and guide us and keep it and bless us forevermore. May he have his face to shine upon us, Father in heaven. Oh, Lord, we thank you so much for this morning. We thank you so much for pouring into our hearts, Father in heaven, your spirit of love and peace and understanding and grace and forgiving, Father in heaven, so that we can forgive others, Father. Thank you so much for the word that you have given us from Brother Joseph. Thank you for the various testimonies, Father in heaven, that remind us that you are always there, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you so much. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And now I'm closing.
Good day. God bless you all. Great program.
Everyone,
stay safe.
Have a great
breath. Okay. Bye-bye.